The Thanksgiving Story. In the early 1600s, the government of England would only allow its citizens to belong to one church known as the Church of England. Leaving England. Because the government in England had little tolerance for religious freedom, some people who wanted to make religion pure again left for Holland in 1609. The Puritans lived and prospered in Holland. However, they became concerned when their children began speaking Dutch and became attached to the Dutch way of life. Sailing off. So, on September 6, 1620, the Pilgrims and an unknown number of crew members boarded the Mayflower to travel to the New World. The trip to the New World took 65 days. The passengers. They sailed from Plymouth, England, and aboard were 44 pilgrims who called themselves the Saints, and 66 others whom the pilgrims called the Strangers. The voyage. The trip to the New World took several weeks. Because the ship was made of wood, the passengers could not build a fire, so the food had to be eaten cold. Many of the passengers became sick, and some even died. This long trip led to many disagreements between the Saints and the Strangers. The first winter. Due to the long voyage, the Mayflower landed at Plymouth, north of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, in November. This was very bad timing, as the pilgrims did not have time to plant food for the winter. The first winter was very harsh for the new settlers. The cold temperatures and snow interfered as the pilgrims tried to construct their settlement. Out of the original group of pilgrims, only about half survived the first winter. The Indians. On March 16, 1621, an Indian named Samoset arrived at the settlement and frightened the pilgrims until he called out, "Welcome," in English. Although the pilgrims and Samoset had a difficult time communicating, he did stay for a while and even spent the night. Samoset left the next day and returned a few days later with an English-speaking Indian named Squanto. Squanto taught the pilgrims how to hunt, fish, and grow corn. The Indians. On March 16, 1621, an Indian named Samoset arrived at the settlement and frightened the pilgrims until he called out, "Welcome," in English. Although the pilgrims and Samoset had a difficult time communicating, he did stay for a while and even spent the night. Samoset left the next day and returned a few days later with an English-speaking Indian named Squanto. Squanto taught the pilgrims how to hunt, fish, and grow corn. The celebration of Thanksgiving. The custom of celebrating after harvest time became an annual event. However, it was not until 1863 that President Abraham Lincoln officially proclaimed the last Thursday in November a national day of Thanksgiving. On November 26, 1941, President Franklin D. Roosevelt declared the fourth Thursday in November as a national Thanksgiving holiday.